Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now,
right now,
Dawn Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African American that comes from your own community.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Dawn Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to follow up on a subject that I spoke about last time, because as chilling as this video is, as chilling as that is, Eric Garner, the man who died after an apparent chokehold by the New York City police, did not die in vain. Here's why. All those videos that are rarely shown on the news, but are shared all over social media, of police all over this country pummeling suspects, are now being played everywhere, from local public access channels to the network news. Those videos are being highlighted, slow-moed, and rewound with every second examined. Here's CNN's Susan Candiotti on my show just last night.
Moore, Oklahoma. A man pepper sprayed in the mouth, nose, and eyes after police say he refuses to show an ID and gets combative. Five officers pile on.
Is he okay? He doesn't move! He doesn't move! You kill him! You kill him!
That was a man's wife looking on and screaming. He did die. And the officers are all back on duty now after more Oklahoma prosecutors found the use of force was justified. Atlantic City, a 20-year-old who needed 200 stitches after being pummeled by police with batons for being in the casino. He's just underage. Albuquerque, police video of an unarmed homeless man being shot in the back and killed by police. Because there have been 26 officer-involved shootings there since 2010 and not one single prosecution, the Justice Department is seeking federal supervision of the entire police department. That grandmother, remember, seen on videotape being viciously beaten by a California Highway Patrol officer in L.A. on a freeway there on July 1st, is still in the hospital with head injuries and has now filed a civil rights lawsuit. And back in New York City, there is another video going viral of another officer appearing to apply a chokehold and repeatedly punching a man in the head for sneaking into the subway. Internal Affairs is investigating. There are too many to count and even fit into this commentary. But I made a point yesterday and the day before to watch as many newscasts as possible, everyone. And the same story with the same title called How Much Force Is Too Much by Police was on every single one of those broadcasts, both locally and nationally. And then just 2 days ago, when I ended my commentary right here on the TJMS show by saying it's time for the New York City mayor to have a come to Jesus with the NYPD and its commissioner, lo and behold, that very same afternoon, NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton announced sweeping changes and training in police tactics. Bratton says they will be traveling to other cities throughout the country to learn how the NYPD can improve and what they can teach other departments. 43-year-old Eric Garner was laid to rest in Brooklyn just last night. Wouldn't it be something if someday he is remembered for how he saved lives instead of how his life ended?
Mm. What do you have to learn? What do you have to learn about not doing it?
Traveling around
the country to learn how not to do this.
That's a good question for them.
Yeah.
But they've got to learn. It's an entire culture. And listen, I can't judge. I personally would not want to be a police officer.
No, definitely not.
Right?
No.
And I tell people, this isn't about the good police officers. This is about bad police officers and bad tactics. The easy thing, you're right, Sybil, is just don't do it.
Traveling around the country to see how other police officers
and especially,
aren't doing it.
Right.
Just
and
don't
especially L.A.
It.
Bratton was the head of the L.A. Police Department. He wants to go there as well because he believes that they have it right.
But in L.A., Don, you just
the officer
you
with
just
the
cited.
Woman.
Yeah, the old woman.
That's the woman. That's the one. But
Change your attitude so you don't have to go. You don't have to go anywhere to do that.
I saw someone on another network say, and I think he was a former police officer, he said a good sergeant or someone would have jumped in and said, okay, hang on. What do you need, Mr. Garner? Back off. You can't breathe or whatever. And then he said he would have cool the situation by saying, look, you're out here. We believe that you're, you know, selling cigarettes illegal. But here's the thing. Calm down. You think they're harassing you. Call me. Here's my card. Call me tomorrow at the department. They know he's there. They've seen him many times. They didn't have to. 4, 5, 6 officers did not have to jump on that man.
All right, Don Lemon. Good job.